You who dwell in the gardens, the companions listen for your voice. Let me hear it. Song of Solomon 8:13. Saints long to hear the voice of their Savior and Lord. It was in the Garden of Gethsemane that Christ submitted to the perfect will of the Father for us. Because of the covenant made within the Trinity before the foundation of the world, you were represented by Christ in the garden when he said, "Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." Luke 22:42. It's because he lived a perfect life and died a perfect death in perfect submission to the Father that we have that perfection applied to us. No wonder we listen for his voice. You were represented by Christ when he died on the cross. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. Romans 6:6. You were represented by Christ when he was buried in the tomb. Do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Romans 6:3. You were represented by Christ when he was raised from the dead. If we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Romans 6:5 through 7. Because you are in Christ, you hear and obey his word. Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12:1-2.